This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage, end quote. He appointed an envoy to push for peace and said the U.S. would end all support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The president called for Yemen's warring factions to end their conflict, but experts said Friday a real solution appears out of reach. Several supporters of arrested Burmese activists showed up outside a Mandalay court where the activists were brought for a court appearance. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Supporters hauled flowers, hoping to get inside the court compound, but were not allowed to do so by the police. They flashed the three-finger protest gesture that's become a symbol of defiance during civil disobedience gatherings in recent days. For those who are against last Monday's military coup, the supporters sang the song Kaba Makaya Bu, or We Won't Be Satisfied Until the End of the World, which is sung to the tune of Dust in the Wind, a 1977 song by the American rock group Kansas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Speaker of Democratic Republic of Congo Senate, Alexei Thambwe Mwambwa, tendered his resignation Friday, according to a letter seen by AFP, in the latest move to sideline allies of former President Joseph Kabila. In a letter to the Senate Supervisory Bureau, the former speaker said, trust no longer exists between a group of senators and myself. This is VOA News. China on Friday warned off a U.S. warship sailing near contested islands in the South China Sea, Beijing said, the first such encounter made public since the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Beijing's military said in a statement the USS John S. McCain entered China's disputed Paracel Islands waters without permission of the Chinese government. Johnson & Johnson is asking federal regulators to clear its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, this one is just a single dose, an easier-to-use option in the virus fight. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not seem quite as effective as the two-dose versions, but preliminary results from a massive study show it offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration's independent advisors will publicly debate the vaccine's data in 3 weeks before making a recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Egypt has freed a journalist for Qatar's Al Jazeera, a security source said Friday, after 4 years in jail without trial following the end last month of a rift between the two Arab states. Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian national who had been imprisoned since December 23, 2016, was released Thursday night, the Egyptian security source told AFP without elaborating. But Gamal Ayed, head of the Arab Network for Human Rights Information, said while the decision to release Hussein had been taken, quote, he has still not returned home and is still being held, end quote. South Korea's trade minister abandoned her bid Friday to head the World Trade Organization, clearing a likely path for Nigeria's Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala to become the body's first female and first African director general. Yu Mun-ki has consulted with the United States, her prime backer, and other major countries and, quote, decided to renounce her candidacy, end quote, South Korea's trade ministry said in a statement. The process to name a successor for Roberto Azevedo, who stepped down last August, has been deadlocked for months. Switzerland will mark 50 years since women won the vote Sunday, dismally late for a country that prides itself on having one of the oldest democracies in the world. The move came in 1971, more than a century after the first demands for universal suffrage in the country. Swiss politicians, including Justice Minister Karen Keller-Sutter, hailed the progress made since then. She said in a tweet, quote, February 7th, 1971, marked the decisive step towards gender equality, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.